Blog Talk Radio.
Freestyle Fridays, only on Versatile Radio.
Baby, down to sea. I'll bring.
You know you saved my life, right? Everything at this point is for you and our family. The things that we built together, you and me. Nothing else, no one else. I belong to you, baby.
You're listening to Versatile Radio, nationwide, from coast to coast, with more variety, more music.
I'm not afraid. feel so fine. I hope you hit me on my telly when I sneak in your mind. You a princess to the public, but a freak when it's time. Said you better be feeling lonely, so you're sleeping in mine. Come and watch a movie with me. American Beauty or Bruce Almighty, that's groovy. Just come and move closer to me. I got some feelings for you. I'm not gonna get bored of, but baby, you an adventure, so let me come and explore you. Yeah.
Straight from a dice game, came up, roll a Rolls Royce, eat like that. Now we pop champagne for all the suffering and pain. Used to say it when it rained, now I go out and make it rain. No shame, I could pay a year's rent with one chain. Still with the same courtside liquor game. I just took advantage, you just took for granted. Mentioned by Nicky Greer, everything granted. Then you can't stand it, the last king living brand over bed. Son of Sam, we the business, no real folks. So show me love when you see it. If it's slow mo in the motion picture, get
I don't know about you, I'm doing what I do, yeah. And the way I'm living is great. Only thing that I can do every day, continue giving haters reason to hate. So I'ma live it up.
I'm the man, and I ain't trying to piss nobody off, but I'm just saying, my new car, custom painted in the club, everybody show me love like I'm Raymond, paparazzi taking pictures cause we famous, money long, what I'm smoking on is dangerous, oh, you can use some new arrangements, in the back I'm trying to move you up to A-list, and they know I'm repping Taylor to the grave, catch me working on some slave shit. For the change with, oh, your favorite rapper on your playlist. Got rich when they were broke, if it ain't fair, then we ain't gon' smoke.
I don't know about you, I'm doing what I do, and the way I'm living is great. Only thing that I can do, every day continue, giving haters reason to hate. So I'ma live it up, yeah, I'ma turn it up. Ooh, I'ma turn it up. Cause you know I love, give them a reason to hate.
See you. Don't Stop the Music.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Versatile Radio. Normally, this is our Throwback Thursday, but today we are having an extra special show. We have Tony G in the building. We also, I believe, hopefully, we're going to have Mr. Smooth, who we do have several requests today from in our chat room in the building. And let's see, we got some new music coming up from Valentina, Magicus, Brooke Penning, and a few more other new artists. So you guys just hang tight. Right now I'm going to play a song by Tony G titled Miracle. You guys enjoy.
Go back. Back in the time. watch a movie with me. American Beauty or Bruce Almighty, that's groovy. Just come and move closer to me. I got some feelings for you. I'm not gonna get bored of, but baby, you an adventure, so let me come and explore you.
All right, welcome back to Versatile Radio. We got Tony G on the line. Can you hear me okay, Tony?
Yes, I can. What's going on?
All right, awesome. Listen, thank you. I want to thank everybody over there on the East Coast for joining us over here at Versatile Radio on the West Coast, where we don't hate, we collaborate. And, I just played a song by you, Tony, titled Miracles. You want to tell us a little bit about that? First of all, why don't you introduce yourself and tell everybody what's going on with you?
Well, my name is Tony G, and I started out with the group New Image. That was me and Victor Zapata and Tyree Hernandez. That album was produced by Pompeo Masano Jr. And then we all went our separate ways to work on solo projects, and I worked on my solo album called The New Day and took a little break, and now I'm putting together my second solo album called This Is Me. And you wanted to know about Miracle?
Yeah, we just played Miracle, the song before last, and let's tell everybody real quick what inspired you and where that song came from.
That song was inspired by a girl, a very special girl in my life right now. Her name is Millie, and I call her my Million. You know, because in life we go through hard times, and there was a time where I was going through my hard times, and she was going through her hard times, and we became friends, and we kept that friendship, and as that friendship developed, you know, it grew into something more. And she always had my back, you know, personally and in music. And then one day, I had a song, a production actually, come from Germany, which was produced by Alex Pinkman, also known as Real X. And he contacted me. He was a fan. He contacted me and told me he was a producer, and he wanted me to hear a couple of his tracks. So I said, send them down. And one of the productions was the music you hear for Miracle. When I heard that music, I just sat down and I said, I have to write to this. And the first thing that came to my mind was my Million. And that's how I put that song together. And believe it or not, I wrote the song in 2 hours. 2 hours. And then from there, I shot to the studio and recorded it. And that's the story behind that song. So if you really listen to the lyrics, you'll know the story I'm telling you. The lyrics match what I'm telling you.
Okay. Yeah. And Versatile Radio, we will be playing that song one more time before this episode ends. We are on we've got about another 2.5 hours to go, so you guys... hang on. We got a whole lot of new music. Like I mentioned earlier, we got Valentina, Brooke Panning, Magic Gus, Mr. Smooth, and we're going to get our interview with Tony G. This next song that I'm going to be playing is titled If You Can See Me Now. Let's talk about that right quick.
That's brand new. That's brand new. And I produced that with New Tampa Radio. And the producer behind that is Kevin Feliciano, very young, talented producer, 25 years old, amazing, amazing talent. And this is a song. This song is about when you have somebody in your life and maybe you were young and you lost them, all right, and now they're not here, but you're doing great things in your life. Maybe you have a good job, you have a house, a beautiful family, a brand new car. You know, life is going great for you. And who inspired me for this was Bobby, who owns New Tampa Radio in the studio, who's making a home for new artists, up-and-coming artists. And he's out in Tampa, Florida. And he told me the story that he was, when he was young, he lost his mom. And I saw a post that he put up, and I said, I have to write a song about this. So it's basically when he was young, you know, he was a little bit of a knucklehead. Sorry, Bobby, I had to say it. That's the story he gave me. And he said, you know, as he grew up, he learned lessons in life. And there were things that his mother taught him. And now she's not here any longer, but he's doing great things now. He's doing talent shows. He's building an amazing studio. He's helping new talent, new artists. Okay, producers, engineers. He has a radio show in Tampa. So you know what? That inspired me because people need to know that just because things were one way in life doesn't mean you can't change. And he has made such a transformation that inspired me to write the song. So if you could see me now, that goes out to his mom and everybody out there in the world, whether it's a brother, a sister, an uncle, a cousin, anybody that has lost somebody and you wish that they could see you now, and believe me, they're smiling down on you and they're seeing you now. And this song is on my new album, produced by Kevin Feliciano. If you could see me now, roll it.
Awesome.
For anyone has ever loved and lost someone close to them, this one's for you.
I know that you'll be proud of me.
I remember when I was young, all the problems I caused you. Never thought I'd lose it so soon. I'm sorry, forgive me. But now I've grown, I've become a man. Changed my life, I took a stand.
I
just wish that you were here to see it. I promise you, I won't let go. The man that I've become, I just want you to know. If you were here,
became so much more.
Just wish I never lost you. I promise you,
yes,
I won't let go.
No.
The man that I've become, I just want you to know.
Won't let go.
The man that I've become.
Okay, as everybody knows, that was Bruno Mars with Treasure. And right before that, we had If You Can See Me Now by Tony G. And Tony G's back on the line with us as we continue his interview. Are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. All right, Tony, listen. I want to touch down on this foundation that you're supporting. I don't quite know how involved you are with it. But it's for battered women. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Let's talk.
Okay. No. I'm sorry. The buttons are kind of going crazy over here. Now, what is it? The actual title? Is this a foundation? I know that it's a nonprofit, but describe exactly what it is. Who created it? what the website is and where it's going and what the purpose is for it, please.
Okay, let's start with the song first. The song Let 'Em Go, Girl was inspired by a friend of mine. This is a very true story. Every song that I write is a true story, whether it happened in my life, a friend of mine, somebody inspired it, a fan, and this song was no different. There came a time one night when this friend of mine called upon me, and this friend was struck by her partner. And I talked to her, and I said, listen, it's going to continue, and what you need to do is let him go. Because if you take him back, it's not going to end. You know, the sorries are going to be there. I'll never do it again. I'll be there. But eventually, it's going to happen again. And there's many types of abuse. It was physical, but before the physical came the mental, you know. And I commend it. The reason I wrote this song was because I've never seen a woman or heard of a woman or anyone for that matter, a man, because men get abused too. And she took that advice and she let him go, just like that. It only took one punch to knock her down for her to say, you know what, I had enough, and she let him go, okay? And that inspired me to go into the studio the next day. I didn't even have a pen and a pad. I like to stand in front of the mic and write. That's how I make my music. So I was working in the studio, and I said, I have to lay this song down. And I just closed my eyes, and the lyrics that you hear on that record, that's what came out. That's what came out. Now, there was two versions. There was a version produced for my A New Day album by Pompeo Masano Jr., but because for some falling out, I had it reproduced by Dave Morris, who also works with New Tampa Radio, which the second version, the new version that you're going to hear now, that's how I envisioned the song in the first place. You know, it was more passionate. The pianos were there. That's what I felt. And as far as the foundation, I needed to take a stand as a man because me, I was married 15 years, all right? I'm divorced now, and now I'm with Millie. But I never laid a hand on my ex-wife, okay? I don't believe in that, you know? I don't believe that anyone, whether the spouse, either spouse, husband or wife, should lay a hand on each other, you know? And what I thought of, there are so many women out there, once I put this song out, they started contacting me. They didn't know about freestyle music, which is where I started, okay, with New Image. And they didn't know about Tony D. But as soon as I put this song out there and started spreading the words on different sites, you know, out of the freestyle realm, the freestyle genre, all of a sudden, masses of people, man, I'm talking about from Malaysia, from Africa, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, it was crazy, Oklahoma, Iowa, you know, Arkansas, they were hitting me up and telling me this story, which motivated me even more. So I created an additional Facebook page dedicated just for domestic violence, okay? And then all of a sudden, it just started pouring in. And I said, you know what, this is a real, real cause to bring to people's attention, and I'm going to do it. And it's not even just domestic violence. I'm in the studio right now working on a song called Gone Gone, and it's about bullying. Because I saw a documentary not too long ago about a kid in a school bus that was getting stabbed with pencils and smacked around, which now he's an advocate for bullying. And he's famous, you know, right now, and people support him. And what was sad about the story was when I was watching the documentary, there was a girl and a boy that committed suicide because they were bullied so much, you know, and that's what the song is about, Gone, 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 which I wish I had it tonight to play. I don't have it, but it will be out soon. You know, we're still working on it because it's really deep, you know. But as far as Let 'Em Go, Girl, it's a real issue that needs to be attacked, you know. And like I said before, it's called Let 'Em Go, Girl, but men get abused, and even children that see their parents fighting, that's mental abuse, you know. They have to grow up. And the worst kind of abuse is not the physical, it's the mental. Because bruises will always heal. But it's what you went through.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you say a girl, oh, you're fat, you're ugly, nobody's going to like you. If you leave me, you're going to be lost. That's mental. So even after you get out of the relationship, those things are still on your mind. Am I really ugly? You know, is anybody ever going to love me? You know, those things are real. And when I wrote this song, I wanted women to know that there is a man out there, so they're not alone, and I'm listening to what they're telling me, and that's why I put that song out there.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back. Luigi.
Versatile Radio, promoting artists nationwide.
Emergency response. What's your emergency?
There is a DJ in my house.
Mm-hmm. it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing till we're doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing till we're doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing till we're doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing till we're doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing till we're doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing till we're doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right.
Thank you.
That was Valentina, titled Trust Me. Yeah, we still got Tony G in the building with us, and we also have Mr. Smooth joining us. Can you hear me okay, guys?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, though.
Loud and clear. You know what? We're coming from the East Coast, touching to the West. Listen, Marty, first of all, before we go forward, I want to thank Versatile Radio for putting this together. That's amazing, you know, and supporting East Coast music, supporting music in general, because that's why I did
Most
this.
Definitely.
You know, I put this together, you know, Valentina, Magic is Pure Tram, Ricky Bass, Mr. Smooth, Brooke Pennon, myself, because this business is not an easy business. Sometimes it could get dark.
Yes.
It could get ugly. And you know what? It shouldn't be about that. It should be about music, because as you're playing music, you hear house, you hear a ballad, you hear pop, you hear freestyle. And Mr. Smooth, he comes from Jamaica, you know, now currently out of Orlando, Florida. And he wrote a beautiful, beautiful song called Life, and we're going to get to that. But before we get to that, I want to give some shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to Tony from TKA, Brooke Pennon, Ricky Vaz, Magicus, who else? Valentina, Andy Herr, okay, my NUI sis, Lisa out in Texas, and Sam, big supporters of my music, Amanda, Jennifer Pierce.
We got Ricky Vaz in the building today. Thanks to you
Ricky
also.
Vaz in the building. Yeah, you know what it is?
Yes, we do.
This music business sometimes is crazy, and sometimes people focus on the gossip. Instead of focusing on the gossip, let's focus on the music. And if the music is weak, let's see how we can make it better. Instead of criticizing people, you know, let's see how we can help them make it better. I've helped a lot of people in this music business. I've written for a lot of people in this music business. I've never asked for anything in return. And that's how, let me tell you a quick story. I'm going to make this quick. One day I'm sitting out in my porch, and my neighbor comes up to me, and he says, I heard you on the phone. Are you in the music business? And I said, yes. And he said, man, I've always wanted to get into the music business. And I said, well, let me hear what you got. And he showed me songs that he has written. So I was like, wow, you know what? When I go to the studio, I'll bring you with me. We went to the studio. We laid down one track. We went to the studio. We laid down two tracks. When we went to the studio the third time, we laid down Life. That artist right there is Mr. Smooth. You know what? He is so focused, so passionate, and so positive about his music. And that's why I support him, you know? It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about music. So with that being said, I'm going to pass the phone off to Mr. Smooth so he can introduce his track, Life.
Exactly. And come on, Mr. Smooth. But right before you, I'm going to go ahead and let you on the air, Mr. Smooth. I want to piggyback on what you just said, Tony. And I appreciate and I believe it's actually a blessing that you and I hooked up as far as the whole music thing, whatever's going on. You know, if I run into anything, whether it be social media, physically, whatever it might be as far as music, I'm going to walk away if it's negative. You know, our motto right here at Versatile Radio is don't hate, collaborate. And, you know, if somebody has a gift in music and they could do one thing in music good and are lacking something else as far as the Department of Music, and somebody else can help them, come on, y'all, let's step in and let's unite. God didn't give us the gift of music for nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to thank you, Tony, and thank all the artists, every one of you guys over there, whether it be East Coast, West Coast, whatever coast. You know what I'm saying? Let's collaborate. Let's do this. And welcome, Mr. Smooth. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, this is Mr. Smooth. Original from Jamaica. And,
all right, Mr. Smooth.
I'm known in Orlando, Florida, with Ms. Tony G.
All right, Mr. Smooth. You know, Versatile Radio, we look forward to having you on the show as a special guest sometime very soon, where we can get into more detail. Thank you. Where we can get into more detail about you and your music. Right now, I'm going to play a track titled Life. Let's tell everybody where they can find Life right now, Mr. Smooth.
But before you play that track,
I want to tell you what the song is about. The song is about life.
Let's do that.
That song inspired me, my mom and my son, Javon. You know, he are artistic. You know, I've been raising him from far back from, you know, he was like 5 months without any mother. And hello?
Go ahead. No, I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, and he inspired me, you know, the first in singing music. You know, he artistic, he can't talk, he just repeats stuff what you said to him, you know, and now he's 8 years old. The only thing I ever hear him said, you know, is a song that I sing. And I said, you know,
okay,
I'm going to start to sing, you know. So that's what inspired me.
Let me stop you. Let me stop you right quick, because my bad for any of the listeners that missed that. This song right here is inspired by a boy that was autistic, correct, Mr. Smooth?
Yes, my son.
Okay,
yeah, and,
go ahead.
And, yeah, and, you know, he inspired me, and I just started doing music, you know. I met Tony G, and, you know, I'm falling on his wings, you know. He just bring me on his wings. He see the passion and talent that I got, and you know. And my mom, again, on the other side, she's 88 years old. And, you know, every day she called me, the first thing she said, she's going to die. She's telling me she's going to die. And I keep telling her, I said, Mom, you're not going to die until you see your last son come to something. You know, I haven't given you nothing yet. And at least I want to give you music, you know, because music lives forever. You're going to go on, but music is here. And you know, that's why, you know, I just pull my head up and, you know, and that's about life. You know, every day you get up, I think everybody should give thanks and praise, you know, to see the light, you know. So, you know, that's it. I just laid it down just like that, man.
That's right. And back to If You Can See Me Now by Tony G, right? As far as the. All right. You know, Mr. Smooth, we had about 3 callers that are actually in the studio with us on hold and waiting to hear this song by you. And once again, this is titled Life. And where can everybody find this song right now?
It's on my upcoming album right now, you know. So,
okay. All right.
It's not released yet.
Not a problem. We're going to continue playing Life by Mr. Smooth and the rest of the music that you've heard on the show today. Everybody on Versatile Radio, hopefully we will have Mr. Smooth back on the show with us again, along with Tony G. And this is Life, you guys. Enjoy. Thank you, Mr. Smooth.
Ups and downs in life, but this song is about life, and it tells you that you should never give up on life, because God is always there for us, watching over us, taking care of us, you know. So just keep the faith, my brother, and live your life.
If I don't get the chance to live again, I would choose life from the start till the end. God give us knowledge, wisdom, on understanding, so that we can have the chance to live again. Whether you're young or whether you're old, don't follow bad minded people and lose your soul. Put God in your heart and let the good times roll. And one of these days, you will reach your goal. You gotta stay focused and be well bold. No grip on your shoulder for the Eden to hold. So life, sweet life, I love my life. Sweet life, life, sweet life. life. Sweet life. God is the answer for everything. Without Him we doom and all forgotten. We need to give thanks and praise each day. And unto the Father we need to pray. He is the light and He is the way. And He will guide us along the way. So life, sweet life, I want to say life. Sweet life, I love my life. Sweet life, life. If I could get a chance to live again, I would choose life from the start till the end. God give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding so that we can have the chance to live again. Whether you're young or whether you're old, don't follow bad-minded people and lose your soul. God in your heart and let the good times roll. And one of these days you will reach your goal. You gotta stay focused and be well bold. No grip on your shoulder for the Eden to hold. So life, sweet life, I love my life. Precious life, sweet life, I wanna shout life, sweet life. God is the answer for everything. Without Him we doom and all forgotten. We need to give thanks and praise each day. Unto the Father we need to pray. He is the light and He is the way. And He will guide us along the way. So life, sweet life, I want to show life. Precious life, sweet life, I love my life. Sweet life, I wanna show life. Sweet life, I wanna show life. Precious life. Sweet life, I wanna show life. Sweet life. Don't
Right, that was Magic is Can't Live Without You. We have Ricky Vaz in the building with us, and once again, thank you, Tolly G.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. Ricky will be coming on next to introduce his song, what is it, See My Tears?
That's right.
All right, right after this.
Want you something to admire, 'cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always there to love on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my head and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place.
Show me how to fight for now. And I tell you, baby, back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror. Oh. My mirror staring back at me. Oh. I couldn't get any bigger. Oh. With anyone else inside of me. Oh. And now it's clear as a promise that we're making two reflections into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me, staring back at me. Oh.
Oh,
like the legend of the phoenix. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
All right, everybody, that was Daft Punk. We had Ricky Vaz right here in the building, and I don't know, I guess he had to do something right quick, but can you hear me, Tony?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, great. Awesome. We had quite a few songs there playing between the last time that you and I went on air here. And the last song we played by you was titled, what was the name of that song?
I believe it was it Let 'Em Go, Girl? It was either
Let 'Em Go, Girl.
Yeah, but you played a different version. You played the original version.
I did. Yes, and I want to let everybody know that we are going to be playing the version that he was talking about that inspired him to write and what he did himself. That's going to be playing here right before the show ends. We got about another hour left of the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We also got Valentina in the building, and we're going to go ahead and bring her live right quick again.
Yeah, she wants to get online. She's been on hold.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go ahead and bring her live. We did play a song by her, Trust Me. Love that song, Valentina. You guys did an awesome job on that. And you guys just hold the line. And right now we got a track, I believe, by Ricky Vaz. Actually, I'm gonna go ahead and wait to let him come on in and introduce us. We'll be right back right after this song.
What we got to do right here is go back.
I'm thinking about her every second, every hour. Do my singing in the shower, picking petals off the flowers. Like, do she love me? Do she love me not?
Oh,
right. Yeah, Versatile Radio. That was Ariana Grande. That song's been banging out here on the West Coast, and that was titled "The Way." We have a privilege today with having Bobby from the New Tampa Radio on the line with us today, along with Tony G. Can you guys hear me? Okay.
I can hear you.
All right.
How
awesome.
You doing? This
Listen
is,
up.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to thank you for joining us today. And I want you to share with our audience right quick what you're doing out there at the New Tampa Radio and a little bit about, what your goals are, what your purpose is, and what inspired you to start your show.
All right. My name is Bobby Love, and I own New Tampa Radio. I support all new artists. And what I do is I take new artists, bring them in, record them, get them tracks, get them out there, get them shows, get their feet wet, and just try to move along, just try to get them out there. There's so many talented artists out there that just don't get their due, and I try to help them out and try to get them to where they should be and where they want to be. Tony, I know Tony very well. Tony's been in my studio many times. I have a studio. I have
Tony's
a radio
on the line
station
with
us. How you doing, Tony?
Okay.
What up, Bobby?
What's up? I also have a radio station.
Radio.
And,
this is Smooth here. Say what up, Mr. Smooth. What up, Bobby? Everything
what's
going?
What's up, Mr. Smooth?
I'm here, man. I'm here. Love and respect, man. You come for radio, man. On Versatile Radio.
Yeah, one love.
One love. Where are you exactly at in California? May I
ask? I'm actually broadcasting through the city of Riverside, which we belong to the Inland Empire, which is a part of Southern California, and basically we're about, let's see, maybe 30 miles east of Los Angeles.
Okay. All right, because I grew up in California. I grew up in North Hollywood, but
okay.
I grew up.
Wow.
I'm from New York. I'm from Manhattan, from Rocksteady.
So you're from? You grew up out here.
I grew up in California for a few years, but I was born and raised in New York in Rocksteady Park area. So I grew up with Rocksteady, Zulu Nation, Brenda K-Star. One of my best friends is the president of Atlantic Records. So I've been in the music business since I was young. I was a DJ. I danced back in the days. Went to many clubs, one of the high-end clubs in New York back in the 80s. Grew up with TKA, mm-hmm. Just all that freestyle music was, inspired me to get where I wanted to be in music.
Right. Can I ask, what year was it that you made the move to New York or to the East Coast?
I was 18. Stood out there for maybe 3-4 years, and then came back to New York. But I spent some time in California. I've been back and forth. I have a lot of friends in California. I have a friend that owns Tax Monkey. I don't know if you know Tax Monkey, but he owns Tax Monkey. Like I said, my best friend is in Atlantic Records. Atlantic Records. You got to know Atlantic Records.
Yes, of course.
I started this because there's so many talented artists out there, and they need to get out. These record labels, they pick and choose who they want. It's not an industry that, all right, you have talent, I'm going to take you. You have talent, I'm going to take. It's
right.
Just who they want, they pick and choose. And it's a corporation, We're slaves to the corporate, mm-hmm. Industry. So I want to make it
right.
Where you're not a slave to the corporate industry. You can actually, you have talent. I want to put you out there, and I have the know-how, and I have the, resources that can do that. So this is, my goal in life is to get these people out there and show that, there's people out there that, want to be heard. And only way they want to be, only way you can get heard, put your voice out there is somebody that can stand in front and say, hey, listen, these people have
yes.
talent. You know what I mean?
Bobby, not to cut you off, but tell them about the talent shows, man, that you're putting together for these.
I put talent shows together,
yeah.
Get people out there, you know, comedians, you know, dancing, you know, artists, singers, you know. I put talent shows. I have, you know, prizes, and I give them recording time, and I get them shows, you know, whoever wins, you know, whoever's the first runner-up, I get them shows in Ybor City in Tampa. You know, they get prizes,
mm-hmm.
they get studio time free, mixing, mastering,
mm-hmm.
you know, for free. And, you know,
awesome.
You know,
now,
I have the resource, I have the time, so why not? You know what I mean?
Okay. And because, unfortunately, you know, you're over there on the East Coast, say you found, listened to, or discovered somebody over here on the West Coast, or somebody maybe even a little bit further or in another country. Do you collaborate with people that are kind of out of?
Oh, sure, sure. I have
maybe out of, okay.
San Jose, there's a couple of artists that I talked to in San Jose, a couple of artists, you know, in Texas, Detroit. You know, I talked to a lot of artists, and there's one artist in Detroit. His name is DL Incognito. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but great artist, you know. Try to work with him, try to get him out there, you know. I promote as much as I can and, you know, try to bring
mm-hmm.
him out here. I have another facility up in North Carolina, which is a big resort, which I'm building right now, which I want that to be like a retreat
mm-hmm.
for all the artists who want to get away and record. And it's up in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
It's very secluded. You know, you want to go up there and record. You want to get away, you know. Not in the hustle and bustle of the city, you know, get away. Bring your wife, your kids, or your girlfriend, you know, get away, record, and you have a good time, you know what I mean? That's, you know, also I'm getting that together and trying
so
to get something
in
Manhattan.
So how can we find out? Right, how can we touch down with a little bit more information on that event right there?
You can go on my website. We're actually going to have a music festival there in September, September 27th,
mm-hmm.
28th. 29th. It's going to be up in North Carolina. You go on my website, newtamparadio.com, and you go into events, and you'll see the flyer, and there's a number there you can
mm-hmm.
Call and make reservations and, you know, get hotel rooms. I mean, we have the resort, we have hotel rooms, but it's very limited, so, you know, you can get rooms in the general area if those rooms are booked, you know what I mean? And then you can actually mine for gold. You know, so it's going to be like a whole weekend thing. You mine for gold, you go river rafting, you can go horseback riding, you know, there's everything up there you can do for the weekend. And we're going to have, you know, it's going to be like a Woodstock kind of thing out there. You can camp, you know, going to be bonfires, there's going to be barbecuing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's going to be everything,
well,
you know, it's going to be
let's
a
go,
big
Versatile Radio. Yeah. All right. You know, okay. I've played today on today's show. I've played quite a few new artists that are out there on the East Coast. Is there any one of them? I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but can you give me a couple of names of some of the artists that you've helped or that you're helping coming out right now, as far as recognition?
I have a few artists. I have Gio.
Cause
he was supposed to be.
Okay.
We're supposed to play a track tonight. I don't know. Tony got a hold of him to play the
track. You know what that's called, Bobby? Send me the track.
Send me the track. I'm also working with David the King. I'm also working with Tony, Mr. Smooth, Jerrica. Jerrica is another good artist. She's fabulous. I have a couple of others. I have Zeke. I have, who's the other guy I have? I have so many.
Okay.
But so far,
that's
Zeke.
Okay, you know.
And,
all right.
And that's about it for right now. I have a couple other guys.
Okay.
Cash, no Cash. I have Cash.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming along. There's so many of them. Cash. And
right.
I have like a couple of other ones, but, you know. Oh, they're on a back burner right now. I just don't want to mention them.
Sure.
But
now, do you work with all types of music, or you know, maybe do you get into like the hip hop thing, or is it strictly like basically dance type music, or can you tell us a little bit about that?
I get into all types of music, but I'm into music that are not so hardcore with the language.
Right, right.
No cur, you know,
uh-huh.
I like to keep
yes.
the cursing out, the vulgarness, and
yeah,
you know,
no.
I want to get
right.
you know away from that, you know. But I do a rappers, yeah. pop, you know, R&B, jazz. I also have a
mm-hmm.
I have a jazz guy. His name is Blue Davis. I also do jazz. It's like alternative jazz kind of, but I work with
okay.
all types. I mean, country, you know, Christian music, whatever kind of music you put together, I would definitely have my doors open. And that's New Tampa Radio is home for new artists. Mm-hmm. And that's my
positive music, y'all.
Logo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's home for new artists.
Okay.
You're a new artist, you have positive, you have something positive. I would like to take, you know, my door's open.
All right.
You're not
well,
positive.
Listen,
you want,
we have...
you know, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I said if you're not positive, you're not really serious about music, I definitely...
Yeah, know what I'm saying?
We'll sniff you out in a minute, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, right here also at Versatile Radio, and I do apologize, you know, because I believe that, you know, any artist, you know, hey, if they're going to get up there and express themselves on the mic, and I have worked with a lot of artists such as that, and but as far as, hey, let's move forward in music, you guys, let's do some positive music and get it out there, because like I mentioned earlier, God did not give you the gift of music for, you know, just to stay stuck in one spot. Let's move forward and get that message out there. We have Valentina on the line. She's actually been with us the whole show, and I appreciate this. Valentina, we did play one of her tracks, Trust Me, earlier. I'm gonna bring her live right quick. Do you know Valentina?
Not personally, but she's a friend of mine on Facebook.
All right. Okay. Such as all. Hold on right quick. Valentina in the building. Can you hear us okay?
I'm here.
All right, Valentina. We play Trust Me. Yeah, yeah. Valentina, we got Tony G. Yes, and we got the New Tampa Radio, the owner of the New Tampa Radio on the line with us today. And, you know, I played your track earlier, Trust Me, and I'm sure, you know, you heard a lot of what's been said here on the radio today, the message that we're trying to get across to the artist and, you know, through Tony, what he's doing through Tampa Bay Radio and, you know, a few other artists. We actually had Ricky Vaz on the line, but hopefully he'll be calling back in. But I'm going to go ahead and play your track one more time, Trust Me. Let's tell everybody where they can find you, Valentina.
Well, you can find me on Facebook under Valentina Versi.
All right. So, say somebody wants to download you one of your, you know, your tracks, or say this track right here. Trust Me.
Well, it was up on the market, but it's kind of down right now. But it will be up pretty soon. Again.
Uh huh. Okay.
Currently, the UUMC version will be out on the Freestyle Bangers album on the 28th. But the one that you played is the radio edit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, maybe later on you can go ahead and submit the latest version to us here at Versatile Radio. We thank you. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. I know it's kind of late over there on the East Coast. Tony, Valentina, the New Tampa Radio. You guys, I appreciate you guys calling in. I appreciate the support for Versatile Radio out here. And, you know, hope to be collaborating with you guys sometime soon. Definitely looking forward to looking into this this thing going on over there with what you were talking about. And, you know, once again, Tony G?
Yep.
You still? Yeah, yeah. Is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. And big ups to Bobby and New Tampa Radio, David Morris, Kevin Feliciano, Gio out there, Jerrica, Zeke, Mr. Smooth, all the artists that were involved in today's show. And one thing I just want to say is, let's keep this about music. Stay off the Facebook with all the negativity, everybody out there. And if somebody tries to draw you to that, avoid it and keep focused on the music, because that's what it's about. Like you said, God gave us a gift, and God is positive. He's not negative. And that's the one thing I want to bring out there. That's why I did this. You know, people were contacting me, oh, but why are you putting all these other artists together with your interview? Because you know what? I want to show people it's not about me. It's about the music. And everybody
that's right.
I put on is about music, you know? And you know what? Everybody has room for improvement, even me, you know? But that's how we learn, by collaborating and working with each other. Like right now, you have Versatile Radio and New Tampa Radio on the same line right now, you know? So we need to collaborate. That's the one thing I wanted to say about freestyle. And it's sad because that's where I started, was in freestyle music. And that every artist to me used to seem like they were out for themselves. And you don't see that in R&B and in hip-hop. The music evolved. Hip-hop from the 80s doesn't sound like the 90s or in 2000, you know? But it seems like, you know, we didn't allow freestyle to evolve, you know? And that's what we need to do. And I don't ever consider myself a freestyle artist. I consider myself a recording artist. I started out doing freestyle music, and I've helped a lot of people in this business, you know? I have that same mindset that Bobby has. You know, and I think if we get enough people together like this, we can forget about all the negative and move music forward. That is what I have to say. And we have to teach the new artists that we take under our wing the business aspect of the music business, okay? It's not just about getting on a stage, you know, and doing a show and getting paid, because at the end of the day, I was watching a documentary real quick. I have to say this. I was watching a documentary about Sugar Hill Gang, which was like a multi-platinum hip-hop group that started out with, you don't stop. That group, I was watching that documentary, and those guys performed from 1979 to 1984, and all three of them, between the three of them, each one of them made about $250,000, while the label made millions. Why? Because they were so young, they didn't know about contracts, they didn't know about publishing. And that's one thing that I want Bobby to do with New Tampa Radio when he takes artists under the wing, and that's what I'm going to help him with, is showing those artists the business aspect. So when the music starts dying that they're recording and they're playing on the radio and they're wondering why, well, even though I don't have no shows, my song is still playing on the radio, how come I'm not making money? Because you don't own the publishing, because you didn't write the song, okay? And that's
or they signed with somebody
artists.
That yeah.
Yeah, we need to teach the artists the music business. You know, I was lucky enough to have Latif Mercado, Marvin Flores, you know, people like that that took me under their wing and showed me that part of the music business. You know. And that's very important because there's young artists out there that just want to get on that stage and want to be famous. It's not about fame. It's a whole package, you know. And that's what I want to bring across. That's what I'm teaching Mr. Smooth right now. You know, nobody's going to take his publishing. You know what I'm saying? He's going to, right now, if I wrote a song right now, okay, and I own the publishing, and let's just say 5 years from now, Mariah Carey wants to sing it, and I own the publishing, guess what? I could be in my boxers in front of my computer just chilling, and those royalty checks will keep coming in and coming in as long as that song is a hit. And that's what we need to teach the artists, not to only be artists, but to be writers, to have this publishing company.
Exactly.
That's what we need to teach them. But with that being said, Marty, I want to thank you so, so much. You better play the new version of Let 'Em Go, girl. David Morris and Bobby are going to kick my butt.
Well, I definitely will. So much.
And to everybody out there that was tuning in, even if you weren't in the chat room, I appreciate everything, all the support you give me. Lisa out there in Texas, believe me, it's coming soon. And Sam, it's coming soon. The West Coast, I'm coming soon. PA, New York, New Jersey. And then we got to bring it out of the U.S. to England. You know, everybody supported me in the U.K., we're going to bring it out there. Little by little, we're going to bring it out there. Just keep supporting the music. Keep supporting the cause that I'm doing with domestic violence, bullying, you know, just be there for me, and I'm going to be there for you with the music. With that being said, God bless, and let's keep the music rolling.
For sure. All Versatile right. Radio is always here for y'all. Once again, thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
I look forward to working with you guys in the future. You know, let's do this.
Yes.
Also, I want to announce that Versatile Radio with TC Productions, we do have tracks and beats that are for lease and for sale, completely protected. And, you know, for any of you guys, any artists out there, we're not outrageous on our prices, and we're very legit. So look forward to those tracks, or those beats being previewed sometime very soon. Valentina, thank you. Girl, go ahead and submit that track to me so I can start bumping that. Tomorrow's our Freestyle Friday, and we're going to be playing all this music and then some. I want to, you know, show a lot of love to DJ Shadow, who's been with me from the beginning. And you guys, God bless.
Can I say one thing? One thing. Can I say
Most
one thing?
Most definitely,
Bobby.
Yes.
I just want to tell to all the artists out there, do not give up. Never give up your dreams. Go forward with it, and there's always going to be a handout for you, and that'd be New Tampa Radio, home for new artists. My door is always open.
Definitely.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Good night, y'all. And let's see, we got about 30 minutes left of the show, and if you guys can continue listening in, I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
All right. You
got it.
talking about the way he touched you. I saw the fear in your eyes. Yeah, I cannot conceive how he could ever hurt you. Yet I know you would never lie. Because that girl's a friend of me, and I don't wanna see her in pain. No, I don't wanna see her suffering. Cover up what he's done to you. The only way out is for you to leave. So what's your next move?
You gotta let him go, let him go, let him go, let him go, girl. He's no good for you, and you know. You gotta let him go, let him go, let him go, let him go, girl. Look what he's done.
At the scars he's left on you. Though it's not your fault, my heart still bleeds for you. Because that girl's a friend of me, and I don't wanna see her in pain. No, I don't wanna see her suffering. But what can I do? I see you stressing now, trying to cover up what he's done.
Let him go.
Girl, you gotta let him go.